Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Tracy is looking for a second date update with this dude named Paul. Hey, Tracy.
How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on the show. We understand you went out with a guy named Paul, right?
I did.
You want to fill us in on how you two met?
Yeah, basically, I've been divorced for a while now, and I hadn't really dealt with dating, you know. I have a little
hadn't gotten to that yet, huh?
You know, I have a little girl. She's six. I've been focused on her. I haven't had a desired online date. I never did it before, so I was a little nervous about it. But, you know, finally got into Match.com and started meeting dudes at just for lunch, you know, just casual, because if I'm going to go out with someone really and truly and, like, get a babysitter, I kind of want to know that I'm really liking this guy.
Right.
No kidding, especially considering we just heard that the average babysitter is making $15.20 an hour.
That's a lot of money.
Crazy.
And if it's not going good, it's a quick sort of thing. You're not trapped there for all
easy
night.
Out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. You're just like, hey, you're weird. Good afternoon.
Yes.
So I went out with Paul, had a really nice lunch with him, and we decided to go to dinner.
Good.
The conversation was super easy. I just liked the guy. You know, I really could see spending more time with him.
Well, that's important. You got to like the person you're with.
If you're going to date somebody, it helps if you like them.
In other words, attraction is not enough. You got to really
enjoy their company.
Yes.
Speaking of which, he was super cute.
Well, that's good.
So, and you know, I was interested. I mean, we laughed a lot. It was just a really, really nice time. And I felt like there was chemistry. And he's someone who I would introduce my daughter to, obviously, down the line. But I felt comfortable with him. And I really liked him. I told all my friends about him. You know, I was excited, finally, excited about someone again. And I called him, texted, and I just haven't heard back yet. So I don't know if something went wrong, or maybe he's in a car accident. You know, I don't know what happened.
Well, let's hope not. But how did the dinner end?
We did a quick kiss, not a major kiss. Is that what you mean?
Like, yeah.
I mean, we did kiss, which I thought was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I texted him later, and I just said thank you. I had a great time, and I just was expecting to hear back from him right away. You know, like
right.
He was super excited too. And then I did text him like a couple days later.
Okay.
Have you just poked around on Match? Is he still active?
I haven't done that. Yeah, no, I haven't done that.
She's doing it right now as we speak.
All right.
Hold, please.
Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah. It sounds like you feel like it went very well, so I'm not going to grill you with the follow-up questions. You've heard second date update enough times to know the drill. So unless there's any other detail you think we need to know, we'll just go ahead and take the break and get ready to call them.
I mean, like, we ordered the same thing. We both had a glass of white wine. He told me stories about his family. It seemed like we had so many of the same type of, like, the same upbringing, kind of.
Hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. It was really, to me, a perfect date.
Maybe that's the problem. You guys are too similar. Maybe he's looking for somebody who's really different. I don't know.
Maybe he was bored because they had so many of the same interests.
I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff up against the wall.
Yeah.
We're not going to know until we talk to him. So let's do this. We'll take a break. We'll just go ahead and call him.
God.
Hi, can we speak to Paul, please?
This is?
Hey, Paul, it's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim, the whole team from Q102. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We are having a hard time hearing you, though. Are you hearing us okay?
I can hear you all right.
Well, listen, we're sorry to bother you, but we do a feature on our show called Second Date Update.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a feature where someone calls our show and they say, hey, I went on this great date with this guy or this woman. We were getting along really well, but now they're not calling me back. And someone has called about you, Paul. Would you have a few moments to chat about this girl, Tracy, you met on Match?
You're calling, which, what radio station?
We're from Q102, and we're the morning show at Q102.
I listen to country music.
Totally Tracy. Cool. But the reason we're reaching out is because we have this mutual friend, Tracy, who you initially met for lunch, and then it appears as though you liked her enough or enjoyed her company enough to go have dinner with her. And she told us she really enjoyed your company. Like, you guys ordered the same thing, drank the same drink, come from similar backgrounds, seemed like you laughed a lot, had a lot in common, you both like ice skating. So I think she was surprised when you just kind of shut off all communication with her. Clearly, it seems like she's being blown off. She just doesn't know why.
Yeah, she's something else. You're right. We had a lot of things in common, and when we were talking about a lot of those things at the beginning of our lunch, and then we went to dinner, and I actually liked that we had a lot of those things in common. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, a little bit of the same background. You know, basic same core values growing up and whatnot. But when we went for dinner, she got a daughter, like 6 or 7. And she's showing me all these pictures of her daughter. And y'all ever seen that show on, I don't know what channel it was, it's the one with all the babies in the beauty pageants.
Toddlers and tiaras?
Yeah. Okay, so she dresses her daughter up in all these costumes or outfits or whatever you want to call it, you know, and with like those crowns or tiara or whatever.
Right.
She dresses her daughter up in all those and puts them in all those pageants, and she's like showing me, like, she had to gone through like 100 pictures of her daughter dressed up in all this garb with all this makeup, and her daughter's, like I said, like 6 or 7, and she's looking like she's like 20 or 30. And I just thought that I was, like, a couple times during dinner that I was with that Mama June on that show. And it was just, it's just really kind of odd, you know, and I don't have any kids. I do want kids, but I can't be with, I don't want to be with somebody, you know, who dresses their kid up and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's not my, but, yeah. And remember, I told you we have a lot of the same values and a lot of things in common, but that was one thing that was like completely opposite of my vision of having kids. I would never do that to my kid.
Okay.
That's just not...
That's not your thing.
I think it's odd. I think it's pretty weird. You know? And it's not my thing.
Paul, I don't want you to feel ambushed, but we have Tracy on the line, and she's been listening to this. And yeah, I appreciate your open honesty about everything, because whether this is the truth you want to hear or not, Tracy, this is kind of his feeling. Do you have any response to that?
My stomach is in a knot right now. I literally want to reach through the phone and strangle him.
Okay.
First of all, Paul, are you there, Paul?
He's there.
Yeah.
When my husband left, which he left my child. My child, she went from the sweetest, most fun-loving child to a shell. And this is something that we do together that we enjoy. You asked if you could see pictures of my daughter when we were talking about her. You seemed genuinely interested. And to hear this from you is just
I was being upsetting. Genuinely interested, and I'm glad that you shared that with me, and I think that it's wonderful that you and your daughter have come together, and you have something, you have some common ground that you can share amidst being left by your husband. But I think it's odd to dress up a 6-year-old in makeup and all of that stuff and make them look 20 or 30. That's in my opinion, and I think I'm entitled to my own opinion. So do I think it's nice that you have something with your daughter that maybe got you through a hard time? Yeah. In my opinion, though, I would have chosen something else.
So your daughter's father is not in her life, then? When he left, he left.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And I think that's a terrible thing for somebody to go through, like I said.
You know what? I just feel like your level of judgment on something that is fun And
I wouldn't have done that
really
with my daughter. I would have chosen something else.
All right.
Okay.
We got a major difference of opinion here.
Yeah. I think this is just not a match.
Nope. No. This is a timeout.
Right.
Everybody's going up their own corner.
In the dating world. You know, it just is what it is.
I'm curious, Tracy, how much does, I'm assuming you spend a lot of time and money.
We do.
Is this an expensive activity?
Look, it can be as expensive as you want it to be.
Right.
We do not go as hard as a lot of the moms and daughters go.
Yeah, because on that show, they're like very intense about
it.
Yeah.
First of all, my daughter is not on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't put her on television. Okay. This is what she enjoys. She is the one who asked me to do this because one of her friends was doing it and she wanted to do it. You know,
y'all need to stop watching TV or something. I just feel that parents that do that to their daughters are pushing them. They're basically forcing them into adulthood and robbing them of a childhood.
Well, Paul, she says she's not doing that.
So no 6-year-old should have
makeup. Girls play with makeup and they dress up regardless of if they do it for pageants or not, and that's just the truth.
Tracy, you talked about how affected she was when her dad left. Have you noticed a change in her since she started doing pageants?
It's night and day. Her confidence is through the roof. She can walk into any group, playground, anything. She can talk to any kid. She does not wear makeup to school. She does not wear makeup to church. Right. The only time she wears it is during the pageant. So, you know, unless you were at the pageant, you would never see her in makeup.
Tracy, what do you say to the critics who are troubled by the provocative clothing that some of these little girls wear at these pageants?
Oh, yeah.
They make them look sexy. Yeah.
If you think a little girl in an outfit is provocative, then that's on you.
But Tracy, you don't think at that age they're wearing a dress or an outfit that is extremely revealing? You don't think that that would be inappropriate?
At that age, there's no such thing as extremely revealing. Children are natural. There's no sexuality at that age. It's all silly and it's all for fun and there's nothing.
It's one thing if you're just a little girl wearing cutoffs and no shirt and it's hot outside. It's another thing if you're a little girl dressed up in makeup, looking like an adult in something that I've seen some college students wear that probably shouldn't be wearing it.
Okay. Well, we're not going to solve this here today. Tracy, thank you very much. I'm sorry that it turned out the way that it did, but at least we know. And Paul, we appreciate you expressing your side of it and explaining what this was all about for you.
No problem. Difference of opinion.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Thanks again. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Tracy.
Have a good day.
All right,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Yes, if you're feeling sad because Lee got sent home last night on The Bachelorette, here, this will cheer you up. Someone dropped off a pregnant dog named Blossom at an animal shelter in Houston last month, and she looks like some sort of terrier mix. Anyway, she gave birth to 3 puppies earlier this month, and unfortunately, 2 of the puppies did not make it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, and it was very sad. They died a few days after they were born, possibly from an infection. And the woman who was fostering them says Blossom was just a wreck afterward, an emotional wreck. She stopped eating, and she was wandering around the house looking for them, and she was all stressed out and sad. It was just the whole thing was very sad, and it gets even sadder here for a second. But there is a happy ending, I promise, that's coming. A few days after she lost the 2 puppies, 6 abandoned puppies showed up at the shelter after some evil jerk threw them out of a car.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I just can't even imagine. I can't even climb into that person's heart after hearing something like that. So now we have 6 abandoned puppies that are at the shelter. They were so small, they hadn't even opened their eyes yet. And they needed milk, so the shelter decided to put them with Blossom just to see if she would take care of them. It could have gone either way. It was a crapshoot, but guess what? It worked. She started licking and cleaning them up as soon as she saw them, and for the past 2 weeks, she's been taking care of them as if they are her own puppies.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So she has literally, this dog that lost her puppies, has adopted these 6 and she is in much better spirits. The shelter posted a bunch of photos of them nursing. They will all go up for adoption in about 2 months, and then Blossom herself will go up for adoption shortly after that. But
what a good story.
I thought that would make you feel good. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for something good. Tell us something good about maybe an animal in your life, a pet, a story that has a similar outcome.
I'm just thinking about Steve. Oh, man, I don't have any awe stories about Steve. He ate some jelly, gummy bears yesterday.
That guy eats some macaroons. He eats out of the crock pot.
Boy, he's got a stomach of steel.
Do you feed him?
Yes, I do. He's a beagle. They are like bottomless pits.
513-749-2320. All right, let's start off with Autumn. Autumn, tell us something good.
Yeah, I rescued my dog Cooper about a year ago around the Super Bowl. Someone wrecked my husband's car and stole everything, and so he couldn't find his wallet. Oh. Had his Social Security card in it. It had $100 in it. And someone just completely stole it. So about 2 weeks later, my husband was walking Cooper, and Cooper was yanking him across the street. He couldn't figure out why. So he just let him walk across the street, and my dog buried through a foot of snow to find my husband's wallet.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
Yeah, it had everything in it. So we decided to keep him.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, Autumn. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Ariel.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Tell us something good.
I have a pit and boxer mix, and his name is Bear.
Bear.
And yes, and he's a sweetheart. But when my daughter was about 6 or 7 months old and learning how to crawl, he would get down on the floor with her and like army crawl next to her to try to teach her how to crawl.
Oh, that's wild.
Bear is awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and he has, like, really taken her. She's 19 months old at this point, but that's his baby. And when she calls him, he comes running.
I love that.
So, yep. Well, thanks for having me, guys. I just wanted to share something good with you.
We appreciate it.
Love that.
Yeah, put a smile on our face. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay, tell us something good.
So I have a cat story because everybody always talks about how great their dogs are. And I love my pity mix, but she's big and dumb. But my cat, my husband and I were going through some infertility issues. And right before we were going to start with the really expensive treatment, we were on our last month of trying naturally. And my cat would not stop laying on my stomach. As soon as I sat down anywhere, the cat would be in my lap, kneading my stomach.
Oh,
like,
wow.
We call it making muffins.
Yeah.
And right before we made the appointment with the reproductive endocrinologist, I went in one last time with my OB, and I never had regular cycles. Went in, you know, you leave your sample when you go to the OB, and lo and behold, I was pregnant.
Wow.
The cat knew before we did.
Isn't that crazy?
So, making muffins.
Yeah. Yep. Making muffins.
Yeah. And Kitty helped, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was, and I've been pregnant twice since then, and every time he's
that's awesome.
Now, and every time jumps up in my lap and starts making muffins.
It's your own early pregnancy test.
I know. Right. I'm like, I don't need to go to Walgreens. I just, if the cat won't leave me alone, then I just know.
What's your cat's name?
Kitten.
Kitten. Oh, that's perfect. Right. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. That put a smile on our face.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.